More news stories now, including the opening of the first section of the NDR, and bikes are vandalised and thrown into the river. But first, a convicted rapist is jailed for a vicious attack.
A young woman whose jaw was fractured by a convicted rapist, whose advances she rejected, said she now feels safe after a judge jailed her attacker. Malachi Morgan, who has previously been to prison for rape, is back behind bars after his vicious attack on Charlotte Stephen, 21, in a Norwich street. A judge said the 30-year-old posed a high risk of violence to women and imposed a 7.5-year sentence. Malachi Morgan fractured the jaw of model agency worker Charlotte Stephen when he punched her, the city's Crown Court heard. Daniel Taylor, prosecuting, said Miss Stephen had 3 metal plates inserted into her jaw and is continuing to have dental work. Judge Maureen Bacon imposed a 7.5-year extended sentence. He will serve 30 months behind bars and then be on extended licence for 5 years. She also imposed a restraining order and told him, "You pose a high risk of violence to women."
An internet troll who made a number of chilling death threats against the administrator of an online Norfolk Broad forum has been handed a restraining order.
Drivers in Norwich now have to pay more to park in about a dozen city centre car parks. The prices went up after members of Norwich City Council agreed to the increases in the car parks which it owns. The change means drivers now have to pay an extra 10 pence an hour at the majority of the council-owned car parks. Evening charges have gone up by 20 pence from £2 to £2.20, with multi-storey car parks such as St Andrews, Rose Lane and St Giles affected, along with surface car parks such as Rouen Road and Queen's Road. The increase means parking charges will add £95,000 over a full financial year to City Hall's coffers, on top of the projected £5.65 million. Increases have already been introduced for on-street parking, where there are pay-and-display meters by the side of the road, although that is the first increase since 2013. People now have to pay a 50 pence upfront charge on top of 50 pence or 30 pence for each 15 minutes.
At least 3 bikes from a new cycle sharing scheme have been vandalised and thrown into the River Wensum within 10 days of launching in Norwich. Councillor Mike Stonard has condemned those who trash the OFO cycles, while the bike firm has said, "We won't allow vandals to harm a service designed to make life in Norwich easier and more fun." 200 of the yellow bikes have already been distributed across the city. Matt Sparks, OFO Public Relations Manager, said, "As expected, we've had a couple of cases of vandalism in Norwich. We're excited by the reception received and we'll be rolling out more bikes soon to provide an even better service. We're learning a lot about where the bikes need to be and in what numbers to make the scheme as effective as possible. Our marshals have rescued several bikes from the river. These were dried off, serviced at a local bike shop, and released back into circulation. Sadly, one other bike was destroyed beyond repair and will be recycled after any useful parts are removed for reuse."
Actor, writer and globetrotter Michael Palin helped launch a film festival in Norwich. The Monty Python star, who later became a hugely successful travel writer and documentarian, dropped into the city to kick off the 2017 Norwich Film Festival. The festival, now in its 7th year, will see 100 films, including 95 shorts, screened in the city.
A construction company is now a hair-free zone after 18 staff members braved head shaves, leg waxes and chest waxes and even a beard wax. The fundraising for Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, NICU, All began when Nigel Medler came into work at Longwater Construction Supplies with a new haircut. Mr. Medler said they were all jealous, basically, because they couldn't grow their hair as long as mine. They said they wanted me to shave it off, and I said I would if they raised £1,000 for charity. Within about an hour, they had raised £800. From there, the plot escalated, with 18 staff participating in a mass head shaving and waxing. Most notably, Stephen Knights had his beard waxed, or at least two strips of it. Mr. Medler believes Mr. Knights bottled it, but Mr. Knights said Joe, the waxer, didn't want to do it any more. It was her call, but I'm glad she made it. I'm not putting a razor anywhere near it. I can't even touch it at the minute because it's so sore. The fundraising efforts are expected to exceed £6,000 in total.
Drivers are able to use part of the Norwich Northern Distributor Road for the first time. Almost 4 miles of the 12.5-mile dual NDR carriageway between the 1067 Fakenham Road and the 140 Cromer Road are open to the public. The rest of the road, which will eventually stretch from the A1067 to the A47 at Postwick and has been given the number A1270, is due to open in sections. The part between the A140 Cromer Road and the A1151 Wroxham Road could yet open by the end of the year, while the section between Wroxham Road and Postwick is earmarked for a mid-March opening. Norfolk County councillors, Broadland District councillors, council officers and contractors took part in a ceremonial ribbon cutting on the western part of the road to celebrate that section's completion. But controversy still surrounds the final bill for the road, with the £179.5 million budget having risen by around £25 million, and the council locked in talks with contractor Balfour Beatty over the final figure. Steve Morphew, leader of the opposition Labour group at Norfolk County Council, said, "The NDR is a good thing for the development of Norwich, and it should be celebrated as that."
Norwich Theatre Royal has announced it achieved its most successful year ever financially in 2016 and 17, and that this will help pave the way for ambitious future plans. The announcement was made at the annual meeting, centre stage, by Chief Executive Stephen Crocker, who took the helm in January after former Chief Executive Peter Wilson left after 25 years at the theatre. From April 2016 to March 2017, the theatre's net surplus before depreciation was more than £700,000, and its bumper financial year saw it host Cameron Mackintosh's Mary Poppins, which took £1.99 million at the box office, more than any other single show in the theatre's history. Part of the 2016-17 surplus will provide the final funding for the capital costs of the theatre's £3.5 million Stage 2 Learning and Participation Centre. Mr. Crocker said it would also allow the theatre to forge ahead with plans to increase the diversity of its artistic programming in four areas: dance, drama, classical music, and its learning and participation work. He said the theatre continued to be committed to hosting the best big shows, revealing Matilda and the Girls were among the musicals heading to Norwich in 2019. And now we have the first feature read by Sarah Lusher.